Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is May 22nd, Thursday, May 22nd. I'd like to welcome those of you that are here live, as well as those of you listening to this via recording, which, of course, you can do by subscribing to MotiVitality on whatever podcast application you happen to use, or by visiting MotiVitality.com, where you can listen to years and years and years worth of archives. Couple little things here to announce before we get started. First off, I am going to, over the next month or so, going to be completely overhauling MotiVitality.com. So keep a lookout for that. We're going to be just completely changing the way we present the resources and the layout and the format and everything else, just to clean it up and make it look a lot nicer. So if you happen to, some of the stuff is happening on the back end, so if you happen to visit the website and you get a little error, then just refresh, it will usually fix itself. Also want to let you know, we did just reschedule a bunch of classes we scheduled for basically the remainder of the year. We have our class schedule for the installer training available, so take a look. We have tons of availability right now, and so if you in Michigan, it is a great time to come to Michigan when the weather is warm. And so love to see you. It's a beautiful state. Be prepared for tons and tons of training, whether it's the standard class, the sales training, or the premium that includes the WQA certification eligibility. Hope to see you soon. If you have any questions, of course, reach out to us. With that, I'm going to open the call up. Start the call the way I do pretty much every week, which is by asking, was there anything anybody learned this last week that you wish you had known before? Anything that sharing with other professionals across the country, or anything we can help you with? Any questions you might have?
Kelly, there is one thing I learned, and I had mentioned it to you, but I don't think I mentioned it on the call last week, which is for the last half century, was giving the wrong information to my customers about the salt level in the brine tank. And I thought that as long as there was any salt in there at all, if you did a post-fill and it sat there for X number of days, that it would create a saturated brine solution. It might take longer, but it would still happen. And apparently that's not true. That from the data, because the salt water is denser than the fresh water and it fills from the bottom, there's some salinity in the water at the top, but if the salt's significantly below the water, you can end up with a scenario where it is not a saturated solution. I really should be advising people, make sure you always keep the salt at or above the water.
Yeah, above the water line, right.
Yeah.
So it is a weakened solution, and that's because of the density of the salt, yeah. So we are working on scheduling to have – there was a gentleman from Morton's, a scientist actually, a lab geek, which I love those guys. You know, it's not salesy, just facts, you know, just the studies. And he spoke out at WQA, and we're working on getting him on as a guest on the call. So really looking forward to that. I just got to put that on the calendar and coordinate calendar times on that. So that's going to be a fun call. We'll hopefully be able to address some of those data points. There's some really interesting stuff that he talked about out there that, explaining best practices and also, you know, what things like that, like what you're just talking about. They did some studies, some pretty significant studies on how iron-out salt impacts resin, iron valve resin and stuff like that. It was pretty interesting. So stay tuned for that. We'll have that in the future. Thank you, Paul. That's a good one, though. Absolutely. Anybody else? So this last couple weeks, I have been really looking into CRMs. Now, we've talked about CRMs before. Right, customer relationship management is what CRM stands for, and so I'm not going to really talk about the CRM part, but I did it did make me think about the middle word, the relationship part of it. And so I wanted to have a conversation around the word relationship and what it means to actually be in a relationship. And it means different things to different people. So I kind of want to just, you know, without getting into initially talking about how it impacts our customers and relationship we have with our customers, I wanted to open it up to you guys and ask you, how would you define a relationship? What makes a relationship? You know, what, give me some, you know, some word. You know how they do the word salad, you know, of what are some words that you would use to describe just a relationship? Not necessarily with customers. I'm just talking about, in general, a relationship. What is it to you?
Beneficial to both parties.
Oh, something, there you go. Something that both, I love that. So a relationship is not one-sided. It's both parties or the people involved get something out of the relationship, hopefully equally. Right. Okay, great. That's a good one. What else? Anybody else have any? Are you afraid to talk? I don't know. There's not really a wrong answer. All of us have relationships, I think.
I would add that it's a back and forth. You know, you can't have a relationship. One person can't be in a relationship with themselves. So it would be, you know, two parties with a back and forth to have a relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what else? Somebody else had an idea there?
It should be honest.
Yeah, honesty, right?
You know,
yeah.
Empathetic, if you need to be empathetic in the moment.
Yeah.
Understanding, of course.
I'm having a really hard time hearing you, Paul. It might be me because I'm driving, but...
No, it's probably me. I use that stupid speakerphone. Empathetic, understanding.
Yeah.
Open lines of communication.
Yeah, open communication, absolutely. So, when we think about it, it's one of those words we just sometimes use, right? You know, I've got a great relationship with that builder. I've got a super good relationship with my customers. And I started to think, okay, what does that mean, really? And do you really have a good relationship? So, yeah, if you start to think about the personal relationships you have, you know, how did you get that relationship? How did you develop that relationship? I mean, when you're, there is that communication, both people sort of have to be aware that they want a relationship. You enter into the relationship, you know, with, there's a lot of communication. There's a lot of learning about each other. And then there's emotion involved and if it's going to be a healthy relationship and one that's going to maintain, then there has to be that same level of commitment to making sure. I mean, relationships do fail when they tend to be one-sided, right? When one party feels like they are giving way more than the other party, or when, one person feels like they're being taken for granted or taken advantage of, or if they're lied to. Or there's not communication. Sometimes people stay in a personal relationship because they're comfortable. You know, they're not really looking for any other relationship, but they're comfortable where they are, and that's, but it wouldn't be that hard if something else came along for them to explore a different relationship, because it's not like they're actively looking for it, but, you know, so how do you prevent that? You keep the communication alive. You keep making sure that the people in the relationship know, you know, that each of them know that you want to be in that relationship, that you enjoy being in that relationship, and that there's value in it. And you think about that with customers as well, right? So, you know, if you're one of those people that, that says, I've got this great relationship with my customers. Well, you dated, you know, you met online maybe, right? You went out on a date, and maybe you talked a few times after that, and you saw each other again, and then you consummated a relationship. You put in water treatment equipment. Of course, you know, are you the person that you put the equipment in, you consummated, you know, you did the install, and then you never talked to them again? Or maybe you called them once after, you know, but you never went out again. You never consummate, or you never, you know, you didn't, did you have a good relationship? Maybe you had a good experience. Okay, but do you remember your customer's name? Do you feel like your customer, I mean, do you think that your customer is going to call you automatically next time they have somebody else that wants to, you know, have a relationship? Would that customer recommend you to their sister? You know, so not sure where we're going here on this, but do you, after you have consummated that relationship, do you continue to stay in touch? Do you continue to nurture that relationship and let other, you know, let that person, let your customer know how much you appreciate that they're in your life? You know, how do you take them flowers, you know, or a bag of salt periodically? Do you call and just say, hey, and stop by and touch base and test the water? I mean, what do you, you know, just like in the relationships we have in our lives, if you don't call the person, if you don't talk to them, if you don't let them know that you value them, you cannot really be surprised when next thing you know, they're in a relationship with somebody else. Maybe they bought a softener from you, and you went and installed the softener, and it was a good experience. Man, that was awesome. But, now they want to explore a little bit with drinking water. You know, they want to do that. Did they call you, or did that other guy that they met, you know, online or at the store or, you know, at a home show, did that person seem more exciting about it? Did they even think about calling you? Of their mind, did they even consider calling you, or was this new person who swooped in and basically stole this relationship from you? You know, there are a ton of similarities. Do you guys see where I'm going with all this?
Yes. Hey, Kelly.
So, yeah. Well,
I was just gonna say I could argue that I have the ultimate in that story. That
tell
scenario,
me, please.
Tell me,
because otherwise I'm going to let it go places that would be inappropriate for.
Well, my story could be. It could. My story could be both. It could be inappropriate, yeah, and interesting. Who knows?
Well, but, coming from you, Paul, it's good. Go for it.
Okay. So I have this lady call me. She's got equipment that somebody else installed. They've been back many times. Can't get it to function correctly. She's got iron everywhere. Somebody gave her iron in, so I go out, I try and fix it, I can't. I try repeatedly. I finally said, we need to scrap it and start from scratch. And she said, okay. So we replaced all the equipment, and it worked correctly. And, you know, I stayed in touch. I delivered salt. I reset her timer. I never charged her for any labor. And now we've been married for closing in on 9 years.
Yeah, so this lady was in a relationship with somebody else. To be clear, a professional relationship, not the romantic,
yeah,
one.
She had a relationship.
Yeah,
I mean, it was, right, she was dealing with another company, and she was very unhappy with them. And,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, I've dealt with lots of people over the years. It doesn't happen often. In fact, it's never happened. But that is how I met Patty. And
yeah.
So you never know where these relationships are going.
Paul's been married 113 times because that's always the end result of a satisfied customer. They want to marry him. They, I might be exaggerating. It might have only been one time, but whatever.
I think it was only one. Yeah, to my,
yeah,
that I can recall.
I mean, one, 113, is there really a difference, Paul?
Using new math, they are the same answer, Kelly.
Right, right. So here's the challenge to you guys. Any other thoughts on this? I mean, what do you guys think of this? Do you agree that there are similarities that we have to treat our customers and our, you know, our interactions and our referral sources and all of that with that same relationship consideration? I mean, I feel like they're exactly the same. You have to, if you love your customers, if you care for them, you gotta make them know that. You gotta let them know that. What do you do to nurture that relationship so that they know that you want to be in that relationship too? So that they're not tempted to stray, to go somewhere else, to talk to another company. I mean, what do you guys think? And what are some of the things that you do to nurture the relationship?
It's kind of almost like public speaking.
Anybody?
It's almost kind of like public speaking. Tell them what you're going to tell them. Tell them what you told them. I think a lot of companies fail at the tell them what you told them, and that's the follow-up. After you did what you did, go back in and prove what you did and have a great conversation with them. Show them every question or answer every question that they have after the install has been completed. We fail to do that on a regular basis. And on the commercial side of things, we don't. On my residential side, I am working with my team to be much, much better at that. It is, as you used to state in the past, it's not a one-night stand.
Yeah.
You know? You are not a one and done.
Well,
and if you want that relationship, you have to continue that relationship with that customer.
How often do your, you know, does your company or your salespeople, how often are they back in contact with those customers? You know, and I think there are certain things you can do that are automated. Automated emails, you know, happy anniversary, we want to remind you, you know, it's an automated email, you can send that out. And that's great. Those things are valuable, but do, you know, and Paul, I'll ask you this, do you guys ever just pick up the phone when it's not quarterly or when it's not like this automatic thing and just call and say, you know what, this is Kelly with, you know, whatever company. I just wanted to tell you how much I appreciate the opportunity to help you guys with your water. I know that was 7 months ago, but I really enjoyed the experience and just want you to know that I haven't forgotten about you. And if there's anything I can do for you, let me know. You know, I just really appreciate you guys trusting me. I mean, that's how often do you think the customer gets that call? And would that customer then say, wow, that was kind of cool. They didn't need anything. They didn't want anything. They're not trying to sell me filters. You know, and I've made those calls tons of times. And it's kind of uncanny how often they'll say, you know what? It's so weird you called. I was just talking to this guy at work about you. They need a new softener or whatever. Like, well, great. You know, but it lets them know that you're not just that guy they met at the bar, you know? I mean, how often are your people just making those calls? I know, Scott, you've got salespeople, and Paul, you guys, you know, you guys are doing it. I don't know who else is on here. But, you know, how often do those types of things happen? Or is it just the, hey, you're due for service, you know, your filters need to be changed. We can schedule that. Not that you don't do that. You want to do those automated things and get the scheduling. That does keep you in touch with them. But I'm talking about the personal things. It's the buying flowers for your wife, not because it's her birthday or Mother's Day or Valentine's Day, but because it's Tuesday. You know, how often are you just doing those because it's Tuesday things for your customers? Because those are the ones that really stand out. Do you guys agree with that?
100%, yeah. For sure.
Say again?
100%.
Yeah, so what are some things that you can do to buy flowers on Tuesday?
Stop at the flower shop.
What was that?
Just got to stop at the flower shop.
You got to stop at the flower shop.
You
gotta
put in it's about putting in the effort. It's about being the sales professional in our arena. We are not order takers. We are the experts in water treatment. We exist to improve the well-being of all. And we should have constant communication, not overbearing communication, but that out of the blue phone call like you're talking about, Kelly. It's a great idea, and we press that to happen. I will tell you that it doesn't happen as often as I want it to happen, and things are going to change because of that. Because, we have competition. And the competition is doing some stuff out there that's pretty cool, and I'm pretty impressed with it. And if we are the best, and I consider us to be the best, we need to step it up.
Yeah, and it gets hard to do sometimes. Even, there are people that have been married for 20 years, and they just know each other, and they do love each other. But it is, even in that relationship, what I've talked to people that have been together for a really long time is they know how to refresh it periodically. They know how to start to make it new again, and you're right, Paul. It's you get busy, you almost get complacent, and you're the best and everybody else should know that. But sometimes big, shiny new things come along and they can at least, maybe they're more exciting than you. At least initially. And, that is a good way to lose those relationships. It loses, it is the same thing with life. It's just randomly just picking up the phone. And maybe if you have a company, when you're starting this, maybe you're not doing it with every single one of your customers, but you just do like a random, let's just pick one. Okay, everybody, if I had a sales team of like 5 or 10 people, I had a systematic way of doing this with all my customers. I kept track of it and when I was in sales. But maybe, you have a company, you've got thousands of customers out there. Maybe you pick, maybe you got 5 salespeople, so you pick 5 customers a week. Hey, it's your job just to call and say thank you to these people. They don't need anything. Just call them and let them know how much we appreciate them being in business with them. Maybe you start there. It makes a difference. Those things, those customers are definitely going to, I think, appreciate it. So, and you know what? Every once in a while, you're also going to pick up the call and you're going to talk to that person and find out that they went somewhere else. Or maybe, I've had people tell me that they don't want to make those calls because then they end up putting out fires constantly. Holy crap, you mean you found a fire that you could put out? That should not be avoided. That should absolutely be done. Just because you called that customer and they said, I'm kind of irritated with you guys. I called 3 times, nobody called me back, and I had this happen, and I'm still getting this. And then, you have people go, I don't like making those calls because then I end up spending all my time fixing a problem with the customer that wasn't even mine. Like, dude, that's stinking thinking. You need to be embracing. Look, thank God you called that person and was able to put out that fire. That you caught it before they started going out there catching everything else on fire, before that fire spread. And you should relish in those opportunities to save that customer, to learn from it. In the long run, it's going to blow them away, man. They're going to be so impressed that randomly out of the blue that they didn't have to call you. You called them, and then you work to fix it. That strengthens the relationship. Anyway, a little tangent on that. Any other thoughts on that? Anybody else have any comments with that? The other thing is a lot of the people out there are in relationships, those complacent relationships with their competitors or with your competitors. And there's nothing wrong with you know, with beating your chest, with trying to attract, I mean, your competitors are trying to attract your customers. That's what we do, right? And it's like, yeah, maybe they got a big shiny car, okay? But what's their personality like? So you need to make sure that your customers know who your personality is, you know? And so that the big shiny car, the big nice house, or, you know, the things that they're using to attract, they don't draw your customers away. Make sure your customers know that it's more than just, you know, the product that makes them want to stay with you. Okay? That's the relationship. So, any final thoughts here? Any other thoughts or comments on this topic? So, guys, I'm having a hard time because I am driving, and I think it's raining here, and I'm getting a lot of noise, so I don't know how. I'm hoping that you guys can hear me okay on the quality. But if there's no final thoughts or comments, then hopefully this gives you some food for thought, and it makes you, you know, maybe it makes you want to buy flowers for your spouse or your partner. But definitely figure out a way to make your customers know that your relationship with them matters to you, that it means something. You know, figure out a way to do that. So, all right, guys, I think we'll call it a day there, unless anybody else has any final thoughts. But anybody else, do you have any comments? Okay, then with that, thanks, everybody. Be safe. We will talk to you next week, if not before. Apologize for the road noise if you heard it there, if it's too loud. So appreciate it. Be safe, everybody. Thanks.
Have a good day.